the technology that you can use if you want to start a new e-commerce business. But suppose if you start an e-commerce business where you want to have a website, now you could also start an e-commerce business where you don't need a website or an app. For example, you only want to sell on marketplaces like Amazon or Flipkart, or you only want to sell socially, maybe on Instagram or Facebook or WhatsApp. Then you don't have to really worry about technology. But if you really want to scale up your business, create a separate brand, and you want to have your own platform, then you need to evaluate available options for your e-commerce website. So let's talk about different available options when evaluating the technology that you want to use for your e-commerce business. So factors that influence your e-commerce technology selection, steps that you need to take when selecting and evaluating what platform to use, your hosting options, do you self-host it, do you take managed hosting, and the generic selection of available platforms. So what are the factors that would influence your technology selection when starting an e-commerce business? First is determining your requirements early on. That makes the process of finding and selecting a solution much easier. And requirements would depend upon the kind of market that you would be in. Do you want to start a dropshipping business? Do you want to sell maybe industrial goods into a B2B e-commerce? Or do you want to sell services? So there are multiple things that come together that will give you a direction when it comes to selecting the right technology. Then you begin your search with a roadmap. Okay, how do you want to increase your business? How do you want to scale your business? The number of users that may be simultaneously using and buying from your website, and outline where your business is now and where you want it to go. This is your five-year plan. So what are the features and experiences that your site is offering or you want to offer, right from maybe payment options to refund processes to notifications? So list down all the features that will help you evaluate if a particular technology platform has those features or not. So put them on paper and make sure the solution you select is comparable or better capabilities when you choose from two or three available options. So do you want a solution that allows your business to scale and improve? Now, some are easier to scale. You scale as you go, you pay as you go. Some you require a lot of technical modifications for every time if you want to improve and scale your business. For example, if you want to increase your server size, then you need to make some technical modifications. For some, it's easier as a click of the mouse. So choose accordingly. Another great exercise is to map your customer's path to purchase. How do they find you? What channels do they use? How do they want their orders to be fulfilled? For example, there are some platforms that have inbuilt SEO guidelines and tips, search engine optimization. So if your entire traffic is to come from Google or search engine organic results, you need a platform that is easier to optimize for higher rankings on search engines. But in case if your entire traffic is going to come from, say, ads on social media, Instagram, you don't really need to worry much about SEO. But any business really needs to think about SEO as a strategy. But just an example, depending upon your customer's path to purchase, right from exploring, discovering, and buying, you need to evaluate everything that you expect in a technology platform. Then competition mapping. It is always useful to find out what your competitors are doing. And these are businesses that may have been running for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years. So what platforms are they using? That's an easy clue for you on what you should be using. Think about your long-term strategy for the business. Are you planning to expand to more stores or markets? So there are multiple considerations when you decide to choose what platform would you like to use. Now, e-commerce platforms are the backbone of any online retail enterprise, allowing the front end and back end to work in tandem and efficiently. See, the front end and the back end are very different. The front end is what the customer sees on his computer or on the smartphone. The backend has more details. The backend would have inventory details, customer orders, pending orders, work in process orders, refunds and requests. That's for your team. The frontend is for your customer. So you need a platform that offers you the best of both. And there are too many available. There's Shopify, there's Weebly, there is WordPress, there's Joomla, BigCommerce, and there are more and more options coming. So you need to evaluate, read research reports, read comparison reports, look at your competitors and see what's an easier option. Also look at the technical qualifications of your team. For somebody who is not technical, who doesn't have a technical co-founder or an employee and short of budget, you may want to use something like a Shopify, which is easier to use and create your online store. A Joomla, for example, or WordPress may be a little more technical compared to, say, Shopify. So when selecting your e-commerce platform, look at what is that they don't just support, but they are a growth enabler. They should be enabling growth for your e-commerce website through which your business can expand its e-commerce offering, provide seamless customer experience, and control its own destiny. Look at how the platform has evolved in the last few years. What additional features and improvements have they brought in? If you go for a platform that has not changed, evolved in the last 3 or 5 years, that may not be a good choice, because then there won't be any improvements after you start using it. So there are hundreds of platforms available. Make the right choice. As I said, go ahead, look at your competition, look at your team's qualification, narrow down your list to maybe 3, 4, or 5, and then go and read comparison reports on Google, YouTube, watch those reports. If there are free trials available, do mock create mock stores and see how easy it is to operate, right? From creating product lists, to adding images, writing descriptions, configuring payment gateways. Try it, test it in a demo or a free trial before you make the final decision. So the step one is you determine your e-commerce needs. What are your front-end needs? How do you want your front-end to look? That depends upon your business model. If you're selling to B2C, you have to be more concerned about the look on the mobile devices. If it is a B2G or a B2B, most transactions would happen on computers or laptops. So your front-end needs change. Then your back-office integrations. So how do you integrate to your back-office systems, your inventory management software, your customer help desk software, even your email client that you use? So are integrations available? The architecture and security is most important for you as a seller and for the customer as well. Customer management. Now, do you get options to manage your customer data, create segments, create lists, recommend them products? But do you have inbuilt features to accomplish all these? Then scalability is also important. If you scale from, say, 1,000 orders a month to 10,000 orders a day, does the platform allow you to scale at a proportionate cost or not? Catalog management. Is it easy to upload product catalogs and change descriptions, change images, make edits without being a technical wizard? Then mobile responsiveness. For all B2C businesses, this is one of the key. It has to be mobile responsive. If you don't have a mobile app, your website has to be mobile responsive. Then you need to decide your budget, because each of the platforms have their own pricing. Pricing per month, pricing per year. Some let you pay only once a year, annual subscription. Some let you pay per month. So depend upon your budget. Choose which one fits into your budget and then research the platforms. Read reports, look at the competition, watch videos, go for free trials and demos before you make the final choice. So let's look at some of the top rated platforms. So first is Magento. Now Magento is an enterprise edition. It has a lot of capabilities, especially catering to the e-commerce industry. So Magento has the ability to display dynamic content and pricing and promotions depending upon attributes like demographic, purchase history, and more. And this is important because, as I said now in one of the previous chapters, if you and I were to go on Amazon.com app or website on our individual devices at the same time, the entire feed for you and me will be different. This is what is available as a feature if you use Magento as a platform. You could customize the display feed, the pricing based on the geography, or the purchase history of the user. So this makes localization and personalization very, very easy. So if that is critical for your e-commerce business, then Magento becomes a top contender for your technology platform. Magento also allows content staging and preview so merchants can create and see updates without seeking help from IT. That's important because you may have outsourced your IT and you don't want frequent help from an outsource because that is involving a cost. So you want to do some things yourself and Magento allows you to do that. Then it's flexibility to choose the environment in which to deploy the software. That is, you could deploy it in the cloud or a third party hosting provider or on your premises as well. So you have multiple options for hosting the website as well. Then you have Varnish page caching, which makes the load time faster. Hence, users get responses faster based on the actions that they take. Then you have Hybris, which is a second platform. Now, Hybris offers omni-channel capabilities out of the box. So that is important if you want to have people using your app and your website simultaneously, and you want to have the same transaction continue from a mobile app and move on to your website or vice versa. Or maybe you also want to integrate social shopping with your mobile app and your e-commerce website. Then Hybris offers strong product content management features that make it easy for product managers, marketers, and the price to manage merchandise information and bring products to market quickly. So the entire backend process is easier if you use the Hybris e-commerce software. It also gives robust localization features, including the ability to determine the right language and currency for a site. So if you are maybe providing support in multiple languages, for example, if you are providing regional language support in India, then Hybris lets you do that. If you're operating in multiple countries, they let you customize the currency on the product display and on the checkout pages. So again, if you deal in multiple languages or if you're targeting customers across multiple countries, this becomes a top contender for you. Then there are strong customer experience features that allow merchants to dynamically deliver one-to-one experiences to online shoppers. Then we have the software from Oracle, the Oracle ATG Web Commerce. So this has robust personalization features, including tailored content and merchandise, personalized search, tailored website, and customized marketing program. So again, you could personalize and localize your offerings based on the customer's location and browsing and purchase history. There's a unified multi-site architecture that enables merchants to share resources between different e-commerce sites. So if you're a large company with more than one website, it lets you integrate the backend data anywhere architecture to efficiently manage integrations. So it's this sounds something that is more useful for a larger complex e-commerce business hierarchy. Then you have the IBM WebSphere commerce solution, which gives you storefronts, comes with features, models, and best practices that enable businesses to quickly launch their online stores, something that works well for marketplace creations. Customer experience management, which enables you to create and edit content again without the help of IT. So it makes it user-friendly, maybe for non-technical employees or founders to edit and make changes in the backend, which can then reflect on the front end for the customers. Then you can create micro sites and sub-sites for companies looking to create sites for various regions, brands, or campaigns. So again, you can create sub-sites using this solution, and order fulfillment and management features for implementing order from anywhere and fulfill from anywhere and return to anywhere. So this is bringing omni-channel experience together. Maybe you can order from a mobile app, you could pick up from a store or get delivered elsewhere and maybe return in some other physical location. So this lets you integrate different microsites, sub-sites, and also different locations for giving customers an omni-channel buying and even return experience. Then you have NetSuite, Again, a very popular one. It has built-in omni-channel capabilities, wide range of e-commerce features, which includes customer ratings, reviews, quick views, dynamic imaging, and zooms. This all is important because customers want to really look at images, videos while browsing products. So quick zoom or quick view let them browse images on the same page without having to navigate to different pages. So makes it easier for them to discover and browse products. Responsive designs that look good across devices, whether you use a laptop, you use a smartphone, different sizes of smartphones, or if you use a tablet. It also supports multiple languages, currencies, even taxes, shipping prices, and customs. So again, it's highly customizable depending upon the location of the buyer. Then you have one of the most popular and easier, especially for smaller e-commerce startups, that is Shopify. So again, it's an online store creator, easy DIY solution. You don't need a technology wizard or an IT outsourcing company to help you with creating a store on Shopify. It has a retail POS option also available, buy button, share button, social selling features, including buyable pins, Facebook shop, and Facebook Messenger. So you can integrate your Facebook Messenger with Shopify. You can have your product links on Messenger once the user clicks on it. They could buy on Facebook shop, or they can be directed to your website or your mobile app. And it also integrates with Amazon for letting you sell on the marketplace. Then you have another popular option, which is BigCommerce. Again, it's integrated with eBay. So again, if as a business, you're targeting international customers and eBay is a good channel for you, BigCommerce becomes a top contender. It has integration with Shipper HQ as well, and tons of powerful features out of the box. Robust business management tools, that is product management, order management, reporting, and shipping. And then you have WooCommerce. WooCommerce integrates well with WordPress. So if you're comfortable and familiar with WordPress and you want to build an e-commerce website using a WordPress platform and WordPress themes, then WooCommerce becomes an obvious choice for you. It's open source, so doesn't cost anything. You only have to pay for your WordPress website or your WordPress hosting. So WooCommerce is an open source option for you if you are deploying e-commerce on the WordPress platform. It's self-hosted and it is easily scalable. OpenCart is another open source option similar to WooCommerce. It's also open source. It's also self-hosted. It's a large marketplace of themes. So you have pre-designed, pre-built themes and plugins, just like WordPress. You can just go browse the theme library and choose one depending upon your product category. If you want to sell maybe design products like home decor, or you want to sell maybe paintings, you want to sell shoes or electronics. So there are already designed, pre-designed themes available, just downloaded, hosted without any technical knowledge. And you also get community support. So other OpenCart users, you have a community where you can go post your queries, get answers, and make changes. So along with WooCommerce, this is another good and popular open source solution if you want to develop an e-commerce solution without a lot of costs and a lot of technical knowledge. Then comes hosting your e-commerce website. So where do you host your website? Now, hosting is like a storage space where all your business files are stored. So it's actually a physical rack somewhere, but accessible to the users on the internet. So you could either go for self-hosted or cloud-based hosting. Now, one of the top factors to consider right off the bat is whether you prefer to go for self-hosted commerce solution or one that's hosted for you, which is typically cloud-based. Now, first, let's look at the pros or the advantages of a self-hosted solution. First, you get full control over the look, feel, and functionality of your site. It's self-hosted, so you have control over every feature and characteristic of your e-commerce website. You host your site on your own server or a machine, so you can build and run a site on your own terms. So you can have a physical server system in your office, or you could hire a server at a database company and you could host your site on your own server. at your premise or at the data vendor, then you have complete freedom when it comes to aspects of your site. Because it's self-hosted, you have complete control. But there are some disadvantages as well. First, it requires technical knowledge to set up, run, and maintain. Changes could be slow because they require technical expertise, and server costs along with design, development, and upkeep will always be higher compared to the other hosting options. Hence, smaller businesses would always opt for a cloud hosting solution. The advantages or the pros: server maintenance as well as platform development are taken care of for you. For example, if you use WordPress, now WordPress runs millions of websites on its platform. So they take care of the server upgradations and innovations. You don't have to be a technical wizard or understand technology to be able to make those changes. They are taken care for you against a small subscription fee which you pay per month or per year. So it's great for non-technical users who want to focus on the core business of managing their products and services and selling it to customers. Hence, they have typically simple pricing structures where you pay a subscription price per year or per month depending upon the server size or space that you require. The disadvantages: you have lack of control when it comes to updates and features. Updates and features are rolled out for all users, all businesses using this particular solution. It can't be only made for you. You can always recommend improvements, but those will be taken as feedback. When and if they get implemented is out of your control. So what are some examples of cloud-based hosting solutions? Shopify, BigCommerce, again, we discussed those. Another are Wix and Squarespace. So all these four are popular. You also have others like Weebly, Amazon has its own, AWS, you have Magento, and there are others as well which are not listed here. So there are too many options, whether you go for a self-hosted option or whether you go for a cloud hosting solution. But for smaller businesses where you don't have a technical co-founder in the founding team, it's always better to go for a cloud option like a Shopify or a Wix or a BigCommerce. Now, let's look at some generic suggestions for platforms for your e-commerce business, be it products or services. First, the e-commerce platform for fashion. So if you are starting an e-commerce business for fashion, whether you are selling apparel, shoes, or accessories. Now, majority of e-commerce solutions will support fashion-centric products such as apparel and footwear, Shopify, BigCommerce, Volusion, and 3DCart. Because along with electronics, fashion is one of the largest selling B2C e-commerce categories. So e-commerce platform for electronics, then you have Wix, Shopify, and BigCommerce. They have pre-designed themes. Whether you want to develop an e-commerce website for apparel, then you have pre-designed themes. You want an e-commerce website only dedicated for shoes, then you have pre-designed themes with all plugins. You want an e-commerce website for, say, mobile cases or headphones. Again, you will find pre-designed themes on all Shopify, BigCommerce, WooCommerce, and Wix. So it makes it easier for non-technical startup teams to launch their custom e-commerce websites. Now, e-commerce platforms for food and beverages, then you have BigCartel, Shopify, BigCommerce, and Volusion. So this is just listing different platforms who have custom category-based solutions and themes available. Now, if you have an e-commerce website for crafts, handicrafts, then BigCartel is great because if you're a creative person, then it makes it easier for you to sell your crafts, your art like paintings, sculptures, or decor items. So again, depending on your category as well, you could choose which is a best option for you. So finding a new e-commerce technology solution is a massive undertaking because this decision is not something that you can change every few months or even every few years, because migration is again a big step and a lot of steps are involved. So you want to choose a platform that will serve you well at least over the next 5 to 10 years or until there is a major change in your business strategy or business context. So it will likely take a lot of time, money, and other resources to take on the project. But the good news is that Picking the right solution can enable you to scale up your business, improve operations, and increase sales. So ensure that whatever solution you choose serves your category well, serves your team combination well, and is scalable and will support the growth of your e-commerce venture. So while the process of selecting an e-commerce platform can be challenging, it definitely is worth the time and energy. So if you choose something successful and mainstream, you won't break your business and you could hence focus on your core business of selling to your customers instead of worrying about technology breakdowns or maintenance. Thank you.